I think your part, though, about being a Mennonite woman is you're at the pinnacle of privilege in society.
Oh, it is. It is. It's ridiculous. Oh, we had to, in school, you know, we had to, like, so write funny. About where is my privilege level, you know?
Apex.
And, you know, yeah, I'm like, you know, I even a man, who, a white male is supposedly the highest on the notch. But if I walk into New York and walk through their financial district, they're all going to be like, ma'am, like, oh, ma'am, you dropped your dollar, you know? I mean, you know, it's just.
Here, hold on. Let me open the door for you.
You
let
must be like, an honest, wonderful shoe fly pie maker. I mean, I'm assuming that because you wear a covering, you know? So, you know, it is. I'm just way up there.
But it's true. Because I have a friend who runs a business and they, you know, work there, Anabaptist. And so they have a cleaning service and all their ladies are, you know, Anabaptist. And I mean, the clients just love it. They're like, oh, yeah, here's the keys to the house. Like, come anytime. Like, they'll leave their jewelry. Yeah, like they don't, it doesn't cross their minds that anything be stolen. And of course, nothing ever is. And they're just like, this business is amazing. And like,
people are like, the Mennonite lady's going to come fix my kid.
Yeah.
They're like, bring it on. Your children behave. You
know? It's like they just get an automatic free pass and automatically the client's like, oh, we'll pay you extra. And then they'll even be like, hey, we're gone for the weekend. You can come over and like hang out in our amazing pool in there.
Yeah, I mean, right.
That never happens. Like, when does a rich person be like, oh, yeah, here, cleaning lady, you can like hang out in my backyard while
wait
I'm
till
gone.
You stand behind a wheelchair as a Mennonite. Woo! It's like the Red Sea parting in front of you. They're like, you know, come on. I mean, like, viewings, I don't know what it is to wait at a viewing. Boom! We're right up there. Yeah, it just, you know, it's, the nice little Mennonite took her son or her husband out for a walk, you know, like. He talks, you know, but yeah, it's just, you know,
there's something to that, you know, I mean, maybe we should have some awareness of that because like, I do think maybe Mennonites, I mean, we don't realize how privileged we are. I mean,
it comes with responsibility. It comes with a tremendous responsibility.
I mean, we've got it real good.
I don't know that that's going to last.
I mean, historically, it always does the, you know, it has its cycles, but historically, you know, I mean, who knows? We dare not, assume, because it happened to them, but, you know, that was somewhere else in a different time. It's, you know, it doesn't mean it will happen here.
I just think if we ever go to war and they find out that we aren't going to go to war, it could get ugly.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
Yeah, that's true.
During Vietnam, it was really, but there were other churches that held stronger to the peace testimony than we do.
Yeah, like Seventh-day Adventists, for example.
This next round, some of those aren't going to be holding on to that peace testimony as tight.
That's true. I've talked to a lot of veterans and things just because of some of the stuff we do. And initially, they're just like, but then we actually describe like, instead of going to fight, we serve our country in these ways. Yeah. And they're just like, oh, wow, that's amazing, you know. And they think that's just awesome. And so actually, I think if we handle it right, there is another path there. That's